Section 4, page 9. Training design. So let's go over just a little bit of training design. Like if you were designing a training or if you were working with people, there's a few different things that you could do. First thing that you would do, there's 12 basic principles. Chunking. First off, when you're teaching, if you chunk too big, you lose people. If you chunk too small, there's boredom. Patterns. Sequence the teaching in the same order that the expert does it. Beliefs and values. The expert has certain supporting beliefs and values. Find out first what beliefs they have that differ. Remove disenabling, install supporting, hypnosis, submodalities. Often double inductions are useful in doing this. Positive suggestion language must be used by the teacher at all times. Remember that if you're teaching people or if you're communicating with people in groups, every word that you utter is going to affect their internal representations. So the question is, what are the internal representations that you're creating in the mind of the students? Guard against negative IRs. Do not use do not. Be totally positive and supportive about what the student can do. Negative embedded commands create a need for permission. Have a totally positive teaching approach. Feedback is the most critical component of all. There are two types, immediate and delayed. To train the unconscious, feedback must be immediate. This is anytime you're working with groups. Conscious mind can handle the delayed well, but most important may be unconscious mind. Code training, you could not practice error. Need to make sure the trainees do not practice error. So you don't want to practice the wrong thing. You want to make sure that you're practicing the right thing. Basketball test, one-third visualizing. Change without feedback, no good. 7 plus or minus 2 chunks of attention. Stay out of the correction mode. Stay in a success mode. So you want to stay in a success mode where you're constantly giving them approbation for everything that they do that's correct. Chunk at a level where failure is impossible so that they can succeed at each level, at each step, but don't make it too trivial or too easy or else you'll get boredom. Let's turn to page 410. Visual rehearsal. In almost every modeling, they've found that the successful people are doing visual rehearsal each time. Each shot each time, for example, in basketball. They're imagining it happening right. Dissociated, then associated. The human mind cannot tell the difference between vivid visualization and real memory. So if you were doing a training or if you were teaching people, you'd want to do visual rehearsal of that and imagine it happening the way you want. In terms of being on stage, if you're teaching, you want to have a positive internal dialogue. If you have trouble controlling your internal dialogue, there's a couple of different things that you can do while you're on stage or while you're in front of people. The first thing you could do is stop it, which is hard to do, like stop the internal dialogue that's going on inside your head if you're going internal. The next thing you could do is jam it. A mantra does that, so if you use positive language, or substitute a positive internal dialogue. This is the choice in pistol shooting and in most effective training. Can use a listing of the steps or positive affirmations, perhaps can also change the submodalities of the negative internal dialogue. May need to change the submodalities only. That's giving your internal dialogue something useful to do. So if you find that you're talking to yourself when you're presenting, the best thing you could do is give that internal dialogue something useful to do. Positive teaching techniques, use positive language. Congruency is important. Design small wins. While teaching, be a model of excellence and get people to laugh at themselves. That's important. Let's turn to page beyond 4, 11, and 12. And let's go into page 414.